From historic Cambridge, Massachusetts, Columbia welcomes you to another in its Harvard University series of fine organ concerts, with E. Power Biggs playing the famous classic-style instrument in Harvard's Germanic Museum. The program includes the chorale preludes for Easter from Bach's Little Organ Book. Mr. Biggs will also perform two organ concertos by Handel with a chamber orchestra conducted by Arthur Fiedler. It is part of the continuing plan of this series to present the whole of Handel's organ music, including all of the concertos. Mr. Biggs and the orchestra under Arthur Fiedler begin with the fourth concerto. It consists of a lively opening movement, then a movement for organ solo, and finally, a fugue.
Thank you.
Handel's Fourth Organ Concerto has been played by E. Power Biggs with a chamber orchestra led by Arthur Fiedler. When Bach was a fairly young organist, he assembled 46 of his chorale preludes in a collection he called the Little Organ Book. He grouped these preludes according to an orderly plan in two main sections. The first related to the church seasons, and the second to the Christian life. He dedicated them to the honor of the Lord Most High, and that my neighbor may be taught thereby. That explains their purpose, which was to instruct the beginner in working out chorales on the organ in every style and perfecting himself in the study of the pedal. Many of the preludes show Bach as a composer of descriptive music. This is so are the chorale preludes for Easter, which Mr. Biggs is about to play. The first, Christ Lay in Death's Dark Prison, has a pedal part possibly symbolizing the rolling away of the stone before the tomb. The second, Jesus Christ Our Redeemer, contains a rocking accompaniment that may suggest Christ's awakening from death. The remaining three are Christ is Arisen, the Blessed Christ is Risen Today, and On Earth Had Dawned This Day of Days.
Thank you.
chorale preludes for Easter from Bach's Little Organ Book have been performed by E. Power Biggs. With the chamber orchestra conducted by Arthur Fiedler, Mr. Biggs now plays as soloist in the second of two Handel organ concertos on this morning's program. It is the fifth. There are four movements. The first, rather slow. The second, an allegro. The next, a movement in the dance form of the Siciliano. And the last, a jig. Columbia has presented another in its Harvard University series of fine organ concerts with E. Power Biggs as soloist. The program concluded with Handel's Fifth Organ Concerto, performed with a chamber orchestra conducted by Arthur Fiedler. Last Sunday, Mr. Biggs gave the first of two programs exactly duplicating a Bach organ recital given by Mendelssohn in 1840. Next week, he will complete this reconstructed program, just as Mendelssohn did, playing a group of works by Bach and ending with a piece by Mendelssohn himself. These programs with E. Power Biggs are performed in Harvard's Germanic Museum, where Mr. Biggs uses the classic style organ designed by G. Donald Harrison. They are broadcast from Cambridge, Massachusetts, through station WEEI in Boston. Bill Metzger speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.